AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. It's been hit or miss for people from Nepal in the U.S. trying to reach relatives and friends in their homeland. Sonam Sherpa, who lives in New York, says he hasn't heard from anyone.
I couldn't contact them. I tried to call them a lot of time, but nobody's answering the phone, or like there is no network on the country or something like that. I have no idea about it.
More than 2,200 people are known dead. Thousands more have been hurt by the magnitude 7.8 quake and the many aftershocks that have followed. Strongest coming today, a magnitude 6.7. While more than 700 deaths have been reported in the capital, Kathmandu, officials are worried entire villages closer to the epicenter have been destroyed. Ben Pickering, who is with Save the Children, says his group is especially concerned about the children.
They will be injured, they will be confused and frightened themselves, badly in need of a variety of different types of assistance, from shelter, medical care, food.
AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.